is the Don and Mike Show.
Larry, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
The marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Funkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know what you think.
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk, so I just thought it was...
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk, so I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand? What's what about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not at all.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How you doing, Walker?
All right.
I've jammed with them.
The Grassroots.
That's a hit right there. I think that's going to be a big hit.
You're hearing that as a big hit record, Mike?
I think it's going to be a smash.
Hit them tomorrow today.
Yes.
Hold on. What we got to tape out here?
Number one in Miami.
Turn that off.
Miami loves the Grassroots.
Real fast.
The Sawgrass Roots.
Before we get to the weekend stuff here, our good buddy, JB, who's on CBS, we're trying to break him of the habit, the verbal crutch of saying the word indeed.
Even though he is a far more seasoned, experienced broadcaster than we, he is a Harvard graduate, but we do believe that this verbal crutch should be eliminated from his verbiage.
We got him on three of them. On the NFL today, wow. Yesterday.
Is that one up from the last time?
Yep. Here we go.
Live from our CBS Sports Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Brown. By the way, Tiki Barber, considerable talents indeed. All right, folks.
While Michael Vick was indeed held in check by the Giants.
Michael Vick, he indeed did say that, didn't he, Dan?
Yes.
All right.
Now again, maybe that was
indeed.
Here you go. I'll give you one of these. When he says indeed.
Live from our CBS Sports Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Brown. By the way, Tiki Barber, considerable talents indeed. All right, folks.
While Michael Vick was indeed held in check by the Giants.
Michael Vick, he indeed did say that, didn't he, Dan?
Yes. I missed one.
All right.
Oh, did I?
You missed the middle one.
Oh, well.
Now, the first one is the throwaway. The second one he gives you, indeed.
Okay. So we'll have him on Thursday or Friday. And then one other highlight. Before we even start talking about the games yesterday and everything that went on.
Skins!
like this from my man, Norman Esiason, on CBS.
What did Boomer have to say?
Good old Boomer. Well, Mike, you know for a long, long time. Hello there, Mike.
Hello.
This is M. Don talking to you now.
Hello, Don. How are you?
You know, Mike. My mammy or pappy may be black.
Yes, it has been speculated.
I am a doppelged.
Right.
And I do not know who my real parents is.
We had a caller who insisted that the way you move, the way you behave, that you are a black man.
Mm-hmm. He come to our appearance.
Yes, right.
I say to him, hello, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there. I do not like it. Someone asks me a question.
Right.
And then they say, you am very well spoken.
Right.
That am a put down.
What does this have to do with Boomer Esiason?
Well, how do you think Boomer Esiason described Tiki Barber?
Oh, no.
You got to listen.
We have it.
Okay. It's fleeting, but he throws it in there. Here it is.
Rush defense number one against number one rusher, Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well-spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question about it. He said it's about the pounding he takes week in and week out.
Wow. Now, that's like for 90-year-old women to say.
God damn it.
Jesus.
How long I gotta sit on my couch?
Wow.
And watch a white man on television tell me that I is well spoken.
That's like people who are now 85, what they used to say about Sammy Davis Jr.
Right. But Mike, the truth is, he was.
well-spoken.
Rush defense, number one, against number one rusher, Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well-spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question about it. He said it's about the pounding he takes week in and week out.
How well spoken is he? Because, as you know, most other black athletes, you just can't understand a goddamn word it's saying.
That's exactly what it is. No matter how you slice it, there is no way it's anything but that.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's
funny.
The Warren Moon of quarterbacks.
And, hey, listen, doesn't he even tweak it? Even though it's a throwaway, he tweaks it. Hey, how well spoken is
he? Rush defense number one.
Very patronizing.
Number one, Rush Tiki, your thoughts.
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television, no question.
I tell you, wow, you know.
How about, isn't that some kind of miracle?
That's the tone.
I tell you what, how black he is.
Wow.
I tell you what,
his
black, shiny head.
Isn't that some kind of miracle that he's able to put the words together the way he does when so many other athletes don't? Huh? How about that? I'm Boomer Esiason. Shut up.
So well spoken.
But I always think of how well spoken, seriously, is something old people say.
Right.
I know. Oh, you know what? We have that. We had a Washington fellow come over the other night. He is so well spoken.
And the truth is, you would not hear that about even a guy like Peyton Manning, who is a great quarterback, but really, maybe when you hear him talking, his commercials are great because he just seems like such an aw-shucks, Gomer Pyle.
Seems very Larry Bird-like. Uh-huh.
Dumb guy, right.
Yep.
Although he obviously is not a dumb guy on the football field.
No, he's not.
But you would not hear someone say, huh, you know that Peyton Manning, he's very well-spoken.
Right. You know, hey, how well-spoken is he?
Because what you're saying is, in essence, the very same thing.
Right.
Except with a white guy, you don't say it because it's assumed that, of course, He's more well-spoken. He's better well-spoken.
Look at his coloring. Of course he's well-spoken.
He's Caucasian.
Yes.
Look at his pigmentation.
Hey, how well-spoken is he?
No miracle here.
His lips glide right over the words.
Just amazing. What a miracle that is.
He's white.
God.
Very white.
And you know, didn't you mention it like a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. You've heard it before?
Yeah.
Seems to be going around now. I don't know.
It's coming back.
Very interesting.
You know somebody who's against it, though, Mike.
Who's that?
Totally against it.
Who?
Where is he? Hey, guys.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
He's against it, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys. Guys, I want to tell you something, guys.
Hey, Jim Nance, how well-spoken is he?
Can I tell you for a moment how pathetic my life is? I did not even tell you this, girlfriend. Do you know that on Friday night, when I was sitting around doing what I like doing best, drinking alone.
Drinking alone on your couch?
Drinking alone on a Friday night, waiting for the meal to cook outside on the grill.
Right.
I called Nan's Restaurant,
no!
Stand a Bible in Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you really? Oh,
yes, I did. And
God.
I asked for Jim Nance.
How'd that go?
He did not come to the telephone.
Aww.
He did not come to the phone.
Nice.
They didn't even ask who was calling. I just said, Jim Nance, please. He's there.
All right, I have a question.
Yeah.
This will save you, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
How many had you had?
Two.
Okay, good.
Two.
Just
right. Two drinks.
That's all right.
Just
acceptable.
Two drinks.
You'd done it with nothing, I would have been concerned.
No, two drinks, doubles.
What would you have? You would have hung up.
No, I would have said hello to him.
You're sure?
I mean, I was to that point. Friday night, listen, here's how it goes.
Jim, I don't think you would have said hello.
Mike,
of course, you were there by yourself.
I was in the mindset to do it. without getting, I don't want to intimate that I am friends with Jim Nance.
Hello, this is Rob Williamson.
I'm an acquaintance of him.
We walked into a restaurant, we saw Jim Nance, and then we walk up to the guy.
And it's maybe four times a year, but I do swap emails with him.
Uh-huh.
I'm at least that familiar with him that there was nothing on TV,
right.
And there was just nothing to do, and I just sitting there going, oh, and just, I know it, 404 is Atlanta's area code. I don't know why I know that, I just know it. I just did 404, 55, I didn't even do the 411, I did
right.
404, 555, 1212, which
right.
Legion of 411.
And you decided to, like, interrupt him in the middle of his Merlot.
I was just going to say, hey, Jim, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show, and I would have just said hello to him.
Thanks for coming on. It was great. Just want to compliment you on your appearance.
But I was not able to get him. He did not come to the telephone.
Oh, that's too bad.
The other thing from this weekend.
I could see you sitting in your kitchen making that phone call.
What was the tone
when they answered and you asked for it, did they sound like he had had...
It was, first off, it sounded like any restaurant on a Friday night, and a
right.
restaurant in Atlanta Friday night. I mean, Christ, speaking of the phone, it's like, yeah. I'm like, Jim Nance, please. Hmm? Personal call, Jim Nance. Back on hold.
So just crazy, so you're not going to get through.
Yeah, anyway. Never got through. Never got through. Doesn't mean I didn't try. It doesn't mean I didn't try back.
I think that's funny. Didn't try I'm glad back. It was after your second drink, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love you, man.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
All right, well, I've got a few issues with the way that you were speaking about my man, Tiki Barber.
is this Boomer?
No, it's not Boomer, but listen, find me a better, a more well-versed or well-spoken man than a young black gentleman in the NFL today.
Yeah, as black guys go.
Oh, right, that is too funny.
I'll give you this. As they go.
As they go, honestly.
Yes, yes. No, I agree with you, sir. As they go.
They.
You know the problem with them. And what is the problem with them? What do you think the problem is
I always
with them?
Hate when we play with the listeners on this subject.
What is the problem?
It's always dangerous ground. Second time we've been on dangerous ground today.
What's the problem with them?
The problem with them is that they surf through college because they're good athletes and whatnot.
Whatnot. You, Mr. Well-Spoken, are disqualified.
I'm sorry. Even though the guy was an obvious racist and an idiot, he was disqualified for his use of the word whatnot.
I don't know whether he was a racist or whether he was playing with us.
Oh, no, no.
Like he might have gotten the joke. I might have missed that one. I'm not sure.
I think he was pretty much on the up and up.
Because he was doing the well-spoken thing, too, you know.
I don't think he was very well-spoken.
He was well-spoken.
No, not in Mike's show. Hello. Whatnot.
Or as Lawrence Welk used to say, a credit to his race.
Right. No, Lawrence
Welk. And there you go. And you know what? That is the demographic right
yes.
there. Lawrence Welk is the, he's so well spoken.
That Tiki Barber is a credit to his race.
That is exactly. And my grandmother used to sit there and watch Lawrence Welk, and then she'd watch roller derby. And man, in New England, we used to get roller derby every Saturday night.
Sure, everybody did.
And she would sit there and watch Lawrence Welk, it was either or. It was either roller derby and
one or the other.
My grandfather would drink Schlitz beer
sure.
and eat mints.
Because beer and mints go so well
together. It's what he ate. And does anybody remember the little, they were white and pink. That was the only two colors they came in.
Butter.
And they were little, were they butter mints?
Oh yeah.
And they he just ate a ton of them. He had them all the time.
With beer though.
Yeah, well he had different, he would get the cheapest beer you would get. He would get the Narragansett, maybe Schmitz. Schmitz is what he used enjoy. And if she wasn't doing that, she was just looking out the window at the neighbors going by. Tiny, teeny, teeny little house, just watching what's going on over there? What's happening with that? Time for Lawrence Welk. A credit to his race.
To his race. Tiki Barber. Credit to all Negroes. Back to you. Back to you, JB.
Thank you, Boomer.
You guys are a credit to our race.
Ready to do all crackers.
Crackers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, my radio god ball.
Howdy.
Bodies.
Hi there.
Hey, check it out. Tonight at 9 o'clock on CNN, I don't know if you know this, but this could be some material-worthy stuff. Larry King is riding out with the Los Angeles Police Department, and I saw a preview. Check it out. I saw a preview of this the other day with Larry King in his old Dumas self, suiting up with a bulletproof vest.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a hilarious thing. You got to check it out.
Robbie, we tape that tonight, please.
That's tonight. Somebody DVR that.
Larry King in a bulletproof vest.
I'm Larry.
Larry who?
I'm Larry of the corner.
What do you really want?
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but who would?
What do you want?
Oh, boy.
Can you get ready for the really good questions, too? Like, does it scare you when you drive the car fast?
Brake makes you stop, right?
The lights, they make people slow down, right?
This will be, he will have the dumbass questions ready.
Yes.
Long before he goes on the ride along.
Your guns, they have bullets. Bullets are bad, right?
They can kill, right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, you forgot Carlton Bowen. I'm sure that was in the mix, too.
Who's that?
Who?
Carlton
yes,
Bowen.
Yes, yes. Amen. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Candlepin
bowling.
Candlepin bowling, which were, they were the tiny little pins.
Is that like
and,
duck pin?
No, it's candlepin was the tiny little ball and they just roared down the alley and tiny little, and they weren't shaped like regular bowling pins.
No?
They were shaped like candles. That's why they called them candlepins. And exactly. that was part of it too.
Hey, you know what was more painful in that, post game show was the boys trying to watch the game after 4:15, the Pittsburgh Atlanta game,
to
describe what was happening.
You know, for those of you,
just sitting there.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I was flipping around. If you lived in a part of the country where the 4 o'clock game or the 1 o'clock game ran over
right
to 4 o'clock, normally CBS will like pick it up,
mm-hmm.
but for whatever reason, because Fox had a doubleheader yesterday. They couldn't do it.
Okay.
So on one channel, because I have the Sunday ticket, I'm watching live the Steelers and the Falcons in overtime. The next channel, which is showing, I guess, Miami and Buffalo, that game is over.
Right.
What CBS is running on every station that they have is the four guys sitting at the desk watching on the monitors mm-hmm. that are built into their desk the Atlanta game. Mm-hmm. So it goes like this. Okay, we're back on the NFL Today on CBS, and third down coming up for the Atlanta Falcons. And then you see four heads go down, and they all are like this.
And they got their football guys, so they're into watching the game.
Looking through the monitors.
Fellas.
They come back, and they go, well, Warrick Dunn just ran for 5 yards. I mean, it's idiotic play-by-play.
It is.
You're watching a guy on
Why
TV.
The hell didn't CBS, I mean...
I don't know. It's got
it's like the greatest game of the day, greatest game of the season.
With rights or whatever. But you were watching four men in suits on television who were watching a game.
Watching television.
On monitors that you could not see. And they would stop to watch the game uh-huh. and then come back and describe to you what just happened.
Mm-hmm. That's not bright.
Right.
Not bright at all.
And if it's somebody else's game, they even have to be careful about the description. They mm-hmm. can't say too much.
Yeah, although they all swap now, I notice right. now that they got no problem now with highlights and stuff.
Wives?
That the Fox logo's on CBS all the time, and
right.
the CBS logo is on Fox all the time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gang.
Hey,
it's
hi
good
there.
Good to hear you.
Well, where were you calling from?
I'm calling you from Burlington, Iowa, gentlemen.
Yeah?
Yeah, and
are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
I'm an all right guy. Weigh about 220, 6'2".
Oh, all right. Well, I figured you were bigger than that.
I'm all right. Yeah, I called you guys a couple months ago, frequent caller sometimes, and was just BSing around, and you mentioned KCPS here in Burlington that got here, had carried your show for years and all that. As a side joke, I said, yeah, the guy's a dick. You know, well, locally that didn't go over too well with him. He quite got offended. Small personalities. And I just have to tell you recently.
This guy is so annoying.
Okay.
Well,
I don't want to hear about you fighting with some guy that runs one of our radio stations. Thank you, though, Johnny Crawlspace, Chuck.
There's a way, there's an actual descriptive term for the way he expressed himself. He'd, like, say something, and then he'd have all the asides and parentheses where he'd be talking and going, yeah, we had a great time. She's a terrible cook. We really were over there on the deck the other night, and Marge was talking about, she's never met a man she didn't want to seduce.
I believe what he was referring to was one of our tiniest affiliates in Burlington, Iowa.
And longest running, one of the longest running.
Yeah, right. Well, mm-hmm. they dropped us a while ago when we took the show in that direction again.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean... No harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guy was going to besmirch the good name of the guy that ran the show for 15 years.
Right.
You know, screw him. That guy was good and loyal for 15 years.
Sure he was.
Unlike Ken Pauley, who's
the
man in Miami. No, he's not loyal. Here's how loyal he is. We'll call him in a second and see if the show is even still on the air.
that would be
on the station in
wonderful.
Miami.
And Miami, we have a bit of a track record in Miami. Had some problems down there.
Yeah. Here's our track record. We were on WIOD at 11 o'clock at night.
Cab and drivers. Every single show locally produced on that station hated us.
Yes.
We don't know why.
We spent all of our
Do you remember that it was so bad that we thought that they had actually hired us just to punch us? We really believed that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Because every show was like slamming us. And we didn't say, we didn't start anything with them until they started on us. And then
right.
we got, you know, we're fighting with all these people we didn't even know, but we got to know them. We got to know them
well. We didn't know them. We were on a
Randy Rhodes.
goddamn 11 o'clock at night.
Deli Counter?
Talk about a cherry gig.
Right.
11 p.m. to 3 a.m. That was the time that we were on in Miami.
And they still hated us.
Well, sure they did. Sure they did.
Why?
Sure they did, Mike. You know why?
Who was that one guy down there that really hated us?
Because they were, like, intimidated with the sound of what we're doing on the air. They says, hey, you guys, you might come take our jobs. I know who the guys was. It was Rick and Suds.
That's right.
Something like that.
Wasn't it a Neil guy, a guy named Neil?
No, you know, that guy we didn't have problems with.
Really?
That guy?
Neil Rogers.
I don't think we had a problem with him. No,
we might have.
No, the problem was the afternoon guys.
Rick and Suds?
Or Rick and Toto? Really, I don't know.
Who the hell sounds right?
I mean, I really don't.
Dingo and the baby.
I think the guy Neil Rogers was just the standard. Those guys suck. I don't even think he was on our station, was he?
I don't remember.
Like, that is our station?
But I know it was a very interesting, because it was right at the beginning of our syndication.
What was the afternoon guys that were really hot to trot for us?
Really? Okay.
Really after us. Although, who knows?
Right.
I mean, the other guy may have as well.
Well, I certainly hope we have a better run in Miami.
I don't know. I remember calling him a fag one time, and it's not a big deal because he's, like, out of the closet gay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we did fight with him, too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
We fought with, and what's your name?
Randy Rhodes?
Yeah, Randy Rhodes.
Randy Rhodes. She landed on her feet. How you doing, honey?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, how's that Air America deal going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we say fight, really, nothing will ever match the fight that we had with Opie and Anthony. This
right.
other
yeah.
stuff, these other things like this Rick and Tudor, whatever, and Randy Rhodes, you know, that's like Mike Tyson going out and sparring against women.
They were pranks, really.
Yeah. It was just interesting.
There really was nothing to it. But we'll give the guy a call in a second, do a little impromptu ask the manager.
Good. Oh, we always enjoy that.
See what he thinks. And also, you'll be glad to know I've just pin-handed Mike. This guy sent three freaking pages of liners and production stuff.
This is the Miami guy?
Too much.
Yeah. My God.
You can't do all that.
No.
He wants us to say all this.
No.
God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'll be off by the end of the show.
Hold on.
We'll be off next week.
That long.
Hold on. So what's so cool about satellite radio? Or even FM radio? Today it's cool to listen to AM radio. Only because of Man Talk 640. That's because you got Man Cow every morning, Jim Rome at noon, and us, Don and Mike, over at IL 3. More of Man Cow's Morning Madhouse coming right up for you.
I like that, but you ought to puke it up a little bit more.
A little more? The other one, I got another one, Mike.
Okay, lay it on me.
You know, before the station was Man Talk 640, we used to play music for old people. Clip of song. But the day our show came on, they all had heart attacks. So we're not worried about them anymore. Listen for the Don and Mike show today at 3. At 3 on Man Talk 640.
Man Talk. Ah, yes. We're going to have a good run on Man Talk.
God.
Man Talk.
I know we did. These are just idiotic liners. There is no way I certainly don't mind saying it's the Don and Mike show on South Florida's Man Talk 640.
Of course not.
Right? Run that into the goddamn ground.
Amen.
But, you know, when you start writing, and it actually says this, hey, what's so cool about satellite radio?
Yeah.
Or even FM radio?
I don't think that's going to work.
Please. Let me see. What is this? Oh, and then the whole important, it's called Boca Raton. That's a long O in Raton.
Boca Raton.
Man Talk 640.
I thought it was Boca Raton.
Long O.
So oh, Boca Raton.
Man Talk, I just said it wrong. Man Talk 640 is WMEN. How do you say it again?
Boca Raton.
Right.
Oh, is that where we're based out of Boca?
Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and English-speaking Miami. That's what the guy wrote down.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Good. I hope you position the station as such.
Very good.
No foreigners allowed.
God.
The only place where we don't want the women. Here and in the men's room.
Oh, wow.
Man Talk 640.
Oh, dear. I hope they're rolling tape on this.
Hold on. I believe that these are more dumb liners. I'm sorry. I thought I was reading, like, hints.
Oh, no.
No, no, these are liners.
You've been helping him.
Oh, Jesus.
He's recording these right now.
Well, don't run them. They suck. Jesus Christ.
Are there any more gems?
Shout out to Tom Likas. Hey, he's a big, tired old tub of lard. He's coming up here at 7 on Mad Talk 640.
He follows us on a lot of stations.
He does.
Of course he does.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't feel comfortable reading that. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like right, Jim Rome. I'll do that one. Hey.
Hey.
Don't forget.
How are you?
Jim Rome every day at noon.
You got us talking to the microphone.
Are the rest of the schmucks doing this for us? I really don't think so.
You never know.
I really don't think so.
A good question for
but Paul. That's a very good thing to have with our very first conversation with the operation.
All right, well, we'll find out when we come back.
Good.
Okay, come back for this exciting.
And, you know, or break. Get ready to win over another friend.
Right. Come on, now listen, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger, turn that frown upside down. Remember, your euphoria just 90 minutes ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Until you started reading those things.
That's my Monday Mike.
My God,
man.
That's
my sleep-deprived Mike. That's it. Hey! H-E-Y exclamation point. Hey! Listen to our show every day! Exclamation point.
Well, that's normal.
I know, I'm just
Does it have anything after that on
South
Florida's Man Talk 640?
Yeah, on South Florida's Man Talk 640.
Roll tape. In 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.